When you interact with a company you've bought a product or service from, you've almost certainly noticed how things have become more automated. There was a time when a person would have had to handle information and process it manually, but this is now all done digitally, using collected data and even artificial intelligence. It's also driving the wheels of larger industries that affect and influence our everyday lives. I'm Fran Scott, and in this episode of the Process Automation Podcast from ABB, we're going to explore digitalization. From the industrial Internet of Things and the power of data, to how all of this is enabling industries and society to become more efficient, making a world of difference. Later, we'll be hearing from Rajesh Ramachandran, Global Chief Digital Officer at ABB Process Automation. But first, let's meet Amit Joshi, Professor of AI Analytics and Marketing Strategy at the International Institute for Management Development, who explains not only the huge benefits of data digitalization, but why there are still some companies who struggle to fully understand it.
First of all, digitization is the process where you take a process that's manual or analog and you convert that to digital. For example, salespeople at ABB might have been taking orders from their customers many years ago on paper and pencil, but now they probably have electronic devices on which they take the orders. What have you done? You've taken a process that used to be manual or analog and you've converted that to digital. That is digitization. That is not digital transformation. What digitization gives you is a ton of data. The problem is legacy companies, right? I'm not talking about the Googles of the world. They were born digital. But if you're born 100 years ago, you were born analog. You are used to a particular type of data. Specifically, what you're used to is structured data. Data that's beautiful, rows and columns, numbers, nicely organized, those kinds of things. The moment you start your digitalization process, you get tons of data. Unfortunately, it looks nothing like the data that you're used to. It's very unstructured. And this is what throws off a lot of legacy companies. They just don't know how to handle this crazy new type of data that's coming out.
What is the difference between digitization and digitalization?
Digitization, digitalization, I would still use them in a relatively interchangeable fashion. However, digital transformation is fundamentally different. In digital transformation, I need to see a change in how you make money or how you add value. So I need to see a change in your business model, or I need to see a change in your operating model. I will not call it digital transformation otherwise. Everything else is digitalization or digitization.
Collecting that data obviously becomes hand in hand with the use of sensors. Could you just explain sensors a little bit for us?
I think of sensors in a slightly broad way. So obviously, if you've got a chip in your machine that collects temperature, pressure, and vibrations or something like that, that's obviously a sensor. But in my opinion, anything that allows you to understand what's happening in the outside world and the real world is a sensor. So the weather report could be a sensor. Economic data is a sensor. Each one of your salespeople are sensors, right? Every employee that's working in your supply chain in some ways is a sensor. Every one of your trucks is a sensor. Anything that allows me to understand what's happening in the outside world, everything from the CCTV cameras that you might have on your shop floors to the toll-free numbers that perhaps your customers can call if they have any problems with your products or services, all of those become sensors. And these are the sensors that allow you to digitize or digitalize, but these are the sensors that also give you insane amounts of unstructured data.
So could you share any examples with us of where making just a few changes in your approach and how you handle data could then make it successfully be used to give you a business advantage?
So let me give you a couple of super simple examples. The first one comes from a tiny company. They would essentially rent movies from the movie studios, and then they would push them out in a pay-per-view fashion to customers. And their business was relatively okay. They were just about breaking even. And then suddenly one of them realized, saying, hey, you know, we actually have the location data of where customers are buying our movies. So they made one change. Figure out what the weather is in your place. If it's a sunny day, chances are you want to go to the beach. I lower the prices of my pay-per-view movies to entice you to stay at home and watch a movie, or I give you a limited time offers. If it's a rainy day, what choice you got? You got to sit at home and watch movies. I jack up the prices of my pay-per-view movies. These folks were eventually bought out by one of the top online players for several million dollars on the basis of that one small change that they made. I love this, right? Just use one simple data point that they were collecting to add value. Let me give you another example. This one is in a more of an industrial context. And this is a consumer packaged goods company. They obviously have lots and lots of production lines. One of the problems that they were facing on the manufacturing lines was that sometimes the packaging material would all bunch up and then it would jam up the production system. And if the jam became really serious, you are easily looking at a day or two of lost productivity because you had to stop the machine, you had to clear the jam, all kinds of messy stuff. Through some trial and error, what they realized is they already had a chip in there on their machines that captured the vibration of these machines, right? I mean, just to tell if it was getting dangerous for the operators and things like that. Through a simple analysis of those vibrations, they could tell when a machine was about to jam. They could immediately slow down or shut down the machine just for a few minutes and fix it. So a super simple data point that they were already collecting led to the solving of what eventually was a multi-million dollar problem for them.
Amit, what I'm hearing from you is when it comes to data, data in itself is not the winner. It's how we handle the data. Obviously, with AI getting bigger and bigger and more involved, can you let us into how AI has potentially changed the way that data handling now works?
What AI has done, especially lately, is a couple of things. First of all, it has given us tremendous power to actually go ahead and analyze that unstructured data that we spoke about before. If 10 years ago I came to you and I said, hey, could you analyze 10,000 hours of phone calls for me? There was literally no way you could do that other than physically perhaps listening to those phone calls or a sample of those calls, right? Today, you can just dump that into a software and the software can do massive amounts of heavy lifting for you. This was simply not possible till a few years ago. And the second thing this has done, especially in the last few years and accelerating in the last 6 months with generative AI, is democratize this. Till not too long ago, if you wanted to actually use machine learning, you wanted to use AI, you had to be essentially a techie person. You had to be in computer science. You had to have a significant degree in statistics or mathematics to actually be able to use the power of massive amounts of data as well as these tools of machine learning and AI. In the last few years, and definitely in the last several months, what has happened is that has become significantly democratized. The kinds of tools that are available now to run machine learning as well as different types of AI are very easily accessible. They're easy to use. Some of them, you know, you can just click and pull and do some basic operations without getting into the math and statistics and computer science behind it. Which essentially means that a vast amount of people can suddenly start using it. We're visiting a large Japanese conglomerate, and what those folks have now done is they've made it compulsory for any new recruit to their organization. Now, this does not matter if the person coming in is at entry level or it's like a senior vice president. It does not matter if they're coming in the IT area or they're coming in HR or finance or sales. You have to take a 1 to 2 week training on an internal AI tool that they have developed so that when you start doing your actual job, you already have these tools at your disposal. And that's the real power that AI has given us.
I'm really excited about how it can influence and we can use this tool to do things better. Where do you see the future going now that we've really got our foot to the floor when it comes to digitalization and data handling? What can we do with it?
You use the word tool. And first of all, let us never forget that no matter how powerful these technologies get, whether it's AI, whether it's analytics, it's still a tool. Let us not make a mistake of confusing the tool for the strategy. A tool is used to achieve a strategy. We use AI, we use analytics to solve problems. Let us never forget that. Having said that, over the next decade or so, I believe we're going to see a couple of critical things. I think digitalization is already happening at scale across legacy companies. Most of the legacy companies are going to get better and better at utilizing this data. The second thing that I believe is going to happen is further democratization of this technology. I'm sure all of you folks have been following the whole thing that's happening with ChatGPT or generative AI as it's called. And the big thing about generative AI is now, finally, for the first time in our history, if you know a language, which basically means if you're alive, right? You can use AI, and not only AI, you can use the most powerful AI tool probably that we know, that we've created thus far. You can literally speak to it in daily language. It doesn't need to be English, and it will do things for you. This kind of power was simply not available till recently. It's going to lead to further efficiency gains. It's going to lead to incredible use cases and applications popping up across the world and across industries.
And meet Joshi, Professor of AI Analytics and Marketing Strategy at the International Institute for Management Development. And what an interesting conversation I had with Amit. I loved his insight into, yes, data can be good, but it's then what you do with it that matters. And according to the World Economic Forum, $100 trillion will be added to the world economy through digital transformation by 2025. And meanwhile, in the electricity sector, a cumulative reduction in carbon emissions worth, and get this, $867 billion could be achieved through adopting digital technologies by, again, 2025. And this is mainly through smarter asset planning. And so there is no doubt then that companies are realizing not just the potential gains for their business through digitalization, but also the general benefits to society and even the environment. So why is data a key to success? And how does digitalization work in a real-world setting? Well, I spoke with Rajesh Ramachandran, Global Chief Digital Officer for ABB Process Automation, who explains what industrial digital is and the part that it plays.
You take technology one side and you look at the industrial digital. There are four elements. First is the data. Here we talk about not just the data from one silo. We talk about the data from the operational, IT, as well as engineering data. Then the question comes about how do you consolidate and contextualize that? When we talk about industrial digital, it's about on top of the data to look at the data a lot more meaningfully and contextually. The third element is how do you drive the insights from this? That needs analytics, but it also needs advanced artificial intelligence models as well, combined with the traditional physical models. So the combination of data, the domain expertise, and the AI applied with the industrial IoT technology is what making it as digital. And we call that as industrial digital.
And of course, all of this relies on equipment being digitally connected to the headquarters and to each other, which we know colloquially as the Internet of Things. So where does that fit into it all?
Here the concept of edge comes in. That ensures that the data is bringing safely to the cloud. The edge is connected to the cloud. ABB here comes in terms of ensuring that it's industrial ready. So the data is kept within the plant premises. At the same time, the specific data or metadata is brought to the cloud to analyze and bring back the recommendations today. The digital has come to the mainstream today with the cybersecurity across this data in motion, data in rest, and data that is on the move, even make it as autonomous. We have customers where we give the recommendations on optimization, go back to the cloud to the vessels for the vessel operators or the industry process operators to close the loop and optimize as well.
So this collection of data and whether it goes to the cloud and how it goes to the cloud and then the analysis of it by AI or other forms so that it can then be translated into optimal production is obviously important. So what sort of a difference is this making for industry, this use of data in this way?
The biggest challenge that we see in the industry is get the right data integrated and contextualized. We can't just get a simple operating data from a sensor from an asset and analyze. That's not going to get us in terms of, for instance, predicting a potential failure of a critical asset. If there's a critical failure of an asset, it can lead into a significant operation loss. Today, we connect to thousands of our gas analyzers that are installed across our customer base. They're all brought into our sustainability cloud to analyze real-time continuously the emissions. Just imagine that we don't get the industrial emission data coming in together. That's going to be even resulting into a significant penalties on regulatory requirements and even to the plant shutdowns. We have to see the data in the context of what is the business objective. And the data is coming from operational data that is typically a real-time data in the operating processes. But it needs to be also looked at in the context of the information data coming from typically the ERP and other systems such as SAP. And finally, we need to look at whether the operating conditions are in line with the design conditions and are they in the safety critical limits. This contextualization of OT, IT and ET is super critical to look at, are we on the right way of driving the KPIs? Are we there in the right way of doing the optimization with the AI? And that's what makes a difference.
So you've got ET, your engineering technology, IT, information technology, and your OT, your operational technology.
Absolutely right.
If I've got this correct, the difference it's making to industry is just the gathering of data and making sure that that data is analyzed in the correct way. Because once you're monitoring something, it's only then that you can make the correct changes. And so by having this data readily available, analyzed in the correct way, means that you can make the changes as an industry to make sure you hit your goals.
You are spot on. I would say digital for industries has broadly two elements. First, I would say is the industry digital platform. Other one is the applications. The platform's mandate is to exactly in the way of getting the data from various different networks. The key word is contextualization. Contextualize it the way that it's meaningful. The contextualization includes also the quality of data. How do you treat the data which is missing? How do you relate the data across the different sources? How do you get the precedence of the sources between the different data elements that we get from siloed systems? All this together is what a power of a platform to automate the contextualization. It has a knowledge of looking at the data from a different lens and seeing that, oh, this is not meaningful in this domain context, so we need to apply this rule. And it's also using the power of AI. AI is not only for analytics, AI for even analyzing the data quality as well. That's where we deploy it in our platforms to look at, is this data is good enough to make the right modeling and optimization and outcomes. With digital solutions, we have seen that the operational efficiency can be more than 40% improvement. The productivity can be improved by 45% if you apply the industrial artificial intelligence at scale. And the process performance, because this is again a great thing. We have been a leader in the automation for decades. We see that the process operators can leverage the power of digital and AI with the optimized recommendations they can use it, will make decisions to be done much well in advance. Imagine, for an example, you are running a batch of a chemical manufacturing. At 10% of your batch, if we can predict the quality of the chemical that is getting produced, if that is not with respect to the limits that we want as the quality of the chemical, it can be stopped. It need not be that the entire batch is run and then find out that it's not going to be good. So that prediction is possible today for the process operators to do it real time to adjust the set points. The AI is like a co-pilot with them to adjust the set points to make the value of what is produced as per the norms. This is extremely important for the regulatory industries. This is also extremely important for cost optimization as well as productivity gains.
That is amazing. You're automating the data gathering as well as the results of the data gathering. That is fantastic because, yeah, otherwise you'll be doing more work than you need or not as much work as you need to do. Because obviously if there's a fault in the batch, it will need more analysis than if everything is going to plan or everything has just been maintained. Talk me through and tell me a bit more about Genix.
Genix is ABB's industrial IoT analytics and AI platform suite. It automates the integration and contextualization of the industrial data that's coming from what I mentioned earlier, the OT, IT, and ET. Once it is contextualized, Genix has a set of pre-built industrial cognitive models for facilitating the analysis of this data. It has thousands of pre-built AI models that are applied to predict as well as optimize the outcomes. The Genix is a modularized enterprise scale solution that is used for building the value pillar applications as well as enabling our end customers to build their own applications. It can be started and deploying in a very simple 8-core CPU box and for doing the energy optimization at the edge. We do that for customers wherein 15% energy savings. It understands how to bring the technology such as IoT and analytics and AI applied to the industrial context, ensuring that we bring the right level of cybersecurity, ensuring the right level of flexibility to bring the value of digital to the common man in the industry across the roles based on the roles that they want to see and contribute to the goals for their organization.
The progress in digitalization over the past 10, 20 years has been huge. And where do you see the future of digitalization and data use going in the next 10, 20 years?
We have a very strong partner ecosystems across the knowledge partners, technology partners, as well as go-to-market partners. And we work with our customers extremely in a collaborative way. The partner ecosystem is a way of also driving the innovations faster. As an example, we have a strategic partnership with Microsoft. Recently, we have also announced on bringing the generative AI, bringing the ChatGPT and OpenAI to the industrial applications and industrial digital solutions to bring completely different experience of contextualized data for the users to interact with our applications. We believe that this contextualized generative AI into our applications will bring a lot more value to the digital, and it will help our customers to go to the industry 5.0, which is all about personalization, which is all about relating the outcome to a specific objective. That's going to be the next big thing coming in. The trend is going to be scale. The same way I would see that industrial digital becomes a mainstream across the industries. And the generative AI, which is going to make a disruption in terms of how the digital solutions are going to be consumed by various roles in the industry. And everybody will be able to relate their contribution to the sustainability of the objectives of the organization. I would say that the scale, the generative AI, the industrial AI becoming as the game changer across the different value pillars, making it really an autonomous operations with co-piloting with the operator so that you get the best of human mind, but also get the power of the AI.
Rajesh Ramachandran, Global Chief Digital Officer at ABB Process Automation. And what an insight into the importance of digitalization for the future and what it is doing for businesses right now. But that is it for this episode. Of course, a massive thank you to our guests. Amit Joshi, Professor of AI Analytics and Marketing Strategy at the International Institute for Management Development, and Rajesh Ramachandran, Global Chief Digital Officer at ABB Process Automation. I'm Fran Scott, and the Process Automation Podcast is a Fresh Air production for ABB. Follow now for free wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.